Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
We ask for your hand of blessing upon our first service in 2021. It's a family service. We want to come to you as a family to bless, to glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you clapping for the Lord? Please be seated. It's our first Sunday. It's a family service. It means that some of our two morning services are also here worshiping with us, our tree service and our ever service, and our youth service. And then in the second service too, there will be second youth service, Ghan service, French service, and then our English service. So it's a family service. We always do it every year before we start the year. Say amen. And so, if we want to have interpretation, the service will drag. Because we have the Evers here, we have the tree here. So, throughout. Into being kept so throughout. Just say, in the Musa, Nafe, say, Moko, Mo, Ghanaian language service, Sana, Asophon, Okakbubo, Atomanami. Say amen. So we also welcome ourselves to our year of elevation. And I want to assure you that this year God will elevate you. God will elevate you spiritually. God will elevate you financially. God will elevate your image. The way you are, you will see that this year something has fallen upon you. Politically, God will elevate you as well. Say amen. And anything you are involved in, it shall receive elevation. God will also elevate your spiritual gifts. Whatever gift you operate in, God will lift it up. Say amen. God will also elevate your intelligence. You shall be lifted. Say amen. God will also will elevate your ability to preach and teach. Say amen. God will also elevate your entire family. As a family, we shall be lifted. And the word elevation comes from the Greek word aero, which means to raise up, to lift up, to set on high, to exalt, to promote, and to come to rise. So all these will be what is going to happen to us this year. God will cause us to rise up. God will lift us up. God will set us. You are about to be set on high. You are about to be exalted. You are about to be promoted. Promotion is coming from God. The Psalm 75:6-7 says, for promotion cometh not from, put it there, for promotion cometh forth not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. It means that all these winds are not bringing you promotion. But God is the judge. He put it down one and set it up another. It is God who lifts up. And God has decided that 2026, He will undergird you and lift you up. I receive the lifting of the Lord. Say amen. I don't want the lifting of men. No. Yankupon kasa ede on page out. Maunto awonuka akoreji. This year, maunto akoreji. Akopa family. How do you say family in a way? Say it again. Okay. Ako akoreji. Opa do awona mau ako eduapaji. Juman away and Yakubo Bepeja. What I saw Ujina, I was saying, I didn't make Juman a page as I, and Yamen who page up with Juman. Yes, Oba, you won't get to be able to say, Jumanaka said, a BAP. Say, man. Anytime we set a team, God puts His Spirit behind the team, and we have an inspirational elevation of that team. Say, man. And so you are not going to be promoted by your father or your mother or by government or whatever. No, no, no. God will use a human being to say that I have promoted you. But you see, that voice is the voice of God. Yes. In the rural, just a Monday or China Monday, I will say, a peja peja, bebasitia. Say amen. A peja nkwa. Afianela, upper boss, are you? I don't like where you are. Come and move into a 6-bedroom house. That's the lifting of the Lord. That's the lifting of the Lord. Your tico, the car is too small. Come and take a Mercedes Benz. I will fuel it, and I will pay for all kinds of services. That's the proof. That's the elevation of God. The state that we're in 2025 will not be the same. In 2026, you will experience God's elevation. Am I speaking to somebody here? And so, to be able to experience this elevation, we need to set up some keys. And I'm going to give you 10 keys that will lift, that you have to use to unlock your lifting. Say amen. Because God is doing the lifting, but there are keys you must follow. If I give you 10 different doors, and I give you a bunch of keys, and I tell you that each of these keys will open, these 10 keys, which is a bunch of keys in your hand, will open one of these doors. It means that you must look for the right key to fit into the right door to be able to unlock the door and be blessed by the contents of what is behind the door. Say amen. So even though God has blessed us with a general blessing, there must be some keys that we must use. Amen. I say we need safwebia. Ebe tumi aye de ebue e daya. E tumi ama wo epeja peja na eba. Kasi amen. And so you can receive that word, but you didn't insert the right keys into the right door for you to be blessed with the contents of the goods or the blessings behind the room. So I'll share 5 with you today. And I will share 5 with you next week. The key number one, the most important key to your lifting, to your exhortation, to your raising up, is the key of humility. Is the key of what? Humility. God cannot fill a cup that is already full. God cannot lift a person who has already lifted himself. God cannot take anybody higher who has already lifted himself high. And so the Bible says in Luke 14, verse 11, it's a very, very important scripture. It's one of the most important scriptures in the Bible. Look at Luke 14, 11. It says, Luke 14, 11. It says, put it there. Luke 14, 11. He says, for whosoever, he expressed it, for whosoever exalted himself shall be abased. And he that humbleth himself shall what? Be exalted. So, it is depending on what position you have placed yourself. If you already exalted yourself, you see yourself higher, better than anybody, you see you have importance yourself, then God has no choice than to commonize you. But if you humble yourself before God, he will lift you up. I've written a whole book on humility. One of the guys, please bring me that book. I've written a whole book on humility, and I'm expecting everybody in this house to get a copy of that book. And look at it, verse 1 Peter 5:5, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. 1 Peter 5:5. Look at it. He says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with what? Humility. For God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. You see, and that word is a very, 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 very important word. God himself, not your grandmother or grandfather, but God himself resisted people who have made themselves proud. Why you won't go just say umbre unwase, so that if you become proud, it means that God cannot elevate you. You have already elevated yourself. Too full of yourself, too knowledge. Kuka krau koye, obien to be tofu. Areka krau ko wari ye, when obien no kasa. You can't talk to me like that. Do you know where I'm coming from? I went to Yale. I went to Harvard. I went to Princeton. I did law. I got PhD in law. But you are too proud, and that is why you have PhD in law and you are where you are. Because there is no room to lift your abumasola too much. And we hear our master too much. Now, come from only to say, oh, who are, oh, pride, arrogance. We are in the year of elevation, but the year will pass and you will be where you are because you didn't humble yourself. The first key to unlock your elevation is to remain humble. Wherever society has carried you to, wherever, whatever has happened, keep yourself, see yourself. You know, Dr. Yonggi Cho came from South Korea. He was then, I don't know now, the biggest church in the world. Dr. Yonggi Cho, the biggest church in the world. And when he came, all of us gathered, just said, who is who? All bishops, archbishops, the man with the biggest church. The man with the biggest church has arrived. So we all took our notebooks to receive apostle keys for the promotion and the elevation and the lifting of our, because he was coming to teach on church growth. How we can grow our churches. So we gathered, hey, and when we gathered, no, it's like who is sitting in front and who is sitting on the second row. You can see pride. People come and they are at the entrance because the front row is full. And we are trying to adjust chairs to because the person coming, you know, cannot sit on the second row. It's an archbishop. But look at us, we're struggling. So I told my friend, he was moving, I told him, can I go and sit there? So that we allow this guy, because this guy, if you put him on the second row, he's going to get offended. So no, no, sit, because I was sitting by the, we were the one who like organized for his coming. And we saw a very important person, a man of God, who actually, we cannot put him on the second row. So we adjusted the seats and we put them there. Then another powerful man of God also arrived. Yeah, right there. Register, I know. So we adjusted until we got everybody seated. The place was jammed at the Collegiate Cathedral. Jammed full. And the guy came, was, if you see him, if you know Young Kicho, he wears a simple suit, whatever, he came with a small booklet like this. Then he said, I greet you all in Ghana, I'm happy to be here. Then he spoke his English, Korean language. Then he said, I want to tell you one thing for check clothes. I want to tell you one thing, very, very important. Always see yourself small in your own eyes. Always see yourself small in your own eyes. Don't go up. Don't lift yourself. See yourself nothing. God will make you something. That was the seven. Church growth is humility. Always see yourself small in your own eyes. Just say, no matter how much God has lifted in you, still see yourself small in the eyes of God. No matter how rich you have become, no matter how influential you have become, still see yourself small in the eyes of God. Because you were nothing when God saw you. I was watching a video of my president and the first lady in their church, and they came a bit late. And normally when they come late, people must rush and leave the front seat. Protocol would move everybody from the front seat. The guy went and sat among the congregation. They moved him and he didn't move. They moved him and he didn't move. Always see yourself small in your eyes. Now who be the president anchor? You best sack all the people in front. Will be removed. They will say for security reasons. That's what you mean now. Because the president has arrived. He came and he sat amongst the people. They praise God. They dance. It's an epitome of humility. That who was I before the Lord made me president? I am what I am by the grace of God. So see God's grace at work in your life. For without me, you are nothing. Anytime you wake up in the morning, you can kneel beside your bed. Go to your study. That, Father, what did I do to deserve all these mercies? What did I do to deserve all this grace? It is by your grace that I live, that I move, that I have my being. And that kind of attitude will bring you elevation. When God sees humility, it triggers a certain blessing in him. When God sees humility, it triggers something. It's like he's looking for an opportunity to place you higher because he sees humility. But when God sees pride, he looks for an opportunity to bring you down. When you appear before him very proud, you are too important, you can't kneel down, you can't take handkerchief and praise God, you cannot worship with your hands lifted, you are too important. When you are talking to people, even your body language smells pride. Your body language. Somebody wants to talk. Oh, sir, can I talk to you? So, it's okay. The response. Say amen.
Amen.
And so, if we are going to experience elevation, then as a church, we must see our shelf small in our own eyes. Always. Look at the next verse. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under what? Under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And prophetically, this is the due time for your lifting, for your exalting. The time he's talking about is 2026. Say amen. If you can talk to your wife with humility instead of shouting, God will elevate you. It's true. You bought the cars, all the cars in the house, you bought them. It's true. All the big television, you bought them. It is true. You are the one who built the beautiful house and everything. And the wife is walking in the house like chicken. The wife is walking in the house like this. On fan, on to me, fan is sun, cap, yeah, on to me, spark, cap, yeah, on to me, so TV will feel. Fridge, the cup, or baby, if you go, no, or so, because over bay, over the casa, casa, over the TNT, and move. When I find, when I'm in the sucker, fridge, you know, and when they move, car, no, when they move, car, no, I've been warning you people. That nobody should move any car in this house. Moi. And your wife is sitting there. Then your wife is telling her, I can't worry, crying. And she's thinking of how she can leave you. Because she's like, how many years will I be enduring such shoutings, movement? Just say, your wife is not relaxed in the house because of the financial elevation God gave you. Why your importance in yourself? Even the cat is running away. The dog is right because they know you are coming to shout on everything. And look at me at la fia. And look at me at la fia. No, even the way you open your Pyrex, they put food in a Pyrex. With the way you open it, what is this? Equia, what is this? Kenya, nkami da la fia. Your body language, your demeanor doesn't depict that it was God who blessed you. And you know something? One of these days you'll be shouting, hey, moi, what's here? I'm warning you people. Who can come stand up here? Bra! Go out of form. Then your wife will be looking at you. Hey, go out of form, Salo. Mum penica. Yes, Paco can have an uncle hospital. Yes, Paco will come and have an uncle. And now you just want my instructions as them. They can't spark the car since you have warned everybody. Not to touch any car. They need your permission. Here you are. You just had sudden heart attack. Your blood pressure just shot up. Because of the way you were shouting, your blood pressure shot up. They need your permission. Who's on our down?
Mufaka, Biala, Mufa, Hospital, Miuba.
What are we? You see the dogs will come around. What's going on here? Your blood pressure shot up. A fountain preoccupied. Boom. And I would have. You do COVID. You see, when you mild stroke in the brain. Because at the office, you are shouting. At the filling station, you are shouting. In your own house, you are shouting. At the grocery shop, you are shouting. You are buying items and they are doing, you know, when you buy items at the shop, they're pink, pink. You said the girl is too slow. What is this? What kind of nonsense is this? Everywhere, you are very proud because of Sika Kakra when you enter. I feel you're the woofy hospital buyer. Ona ona no. Mohoye. God will humble you if you become proud. He won't kill you, but he will keep you humble. Always, no matter how much God elevates us as a church, whatever we are doing, preaching, helping poor people, always let's remain very small in our own eyes, that we are who we are by the grace of God. So the Bible said in Philippians chapter 2, one of my favorite scriptures, in Philippians 2, he says, in the verse 3, Philippians 2 verse 3, let nothing be done through what? Strife or what? Vainglory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of what? Others. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who be in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, the Bible said, Jesus, the Son of God, he humbled himself, even and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, everybody say, wherefore, God also has what? Highly exalted him. So his exaltation came as a result of his humility. Jesus, the Son of God. Me, if I were Jesus and I was coming from heaven to the earth, hey, from the glory of my Father to the earth, who don't know, go know. Who don't know, go know that the Son of Man has landed. My angels, my protocol are angels. My motorcade, my movement. When I'm moving, people will know I'm moving. My dispatch riders, angels. Me ba, me nice and kafom. Me nebi we musa. Mami landia, who don't know, go know that the Son of Man has come. But Jesus, I'm not a hema, my cop, yeah. Now, wow, no. Oh, to me, working miracles, not a man can't show you how to feel. Oh, to me, young, I didn't know so. Cut up. Mumfa, glory, I say glory. Mumfa, you know, no, and then Mumfa, family. Just say, he was in town. He was in the country. The Bible said the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have laid, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay. Me, from heaven, I have nowhere to lay my head. And me, see that, and see that, and see that, and see that. Did you hear somebody say that? And see that, and see that, and see that. The Son of Man will have a place to lay my head. Angels will build me a mansion. Angels, the materials for the building will come from heaven. Gold in your matches, everything, my protocol. Precious stones, emeralds, everything. But the Son of Man came. And he was walking on this earth. It was through him that all things were made. Yet he was like a visitor on the earth. That's the amen. Sometimes people should come to your workplace, come to your house, and you don't know who is the boss and who is the servant. Because what's your shorts? And I will garden. Oh yeah, when you're man, and I will be ready for me, but some share a day. But on no casa. And I will hear them. What do you want in my house? What do you want in my house? Get out of my house. Every day, get out of my house. Every day, get out of my house. Will you that here, Wabrempo? And then I went CB. Get out of my house. But by law, it is our house. By law, it is our house. So that thing we say, get out of my house. Stop saying it, because if you divorce today, she owns half of that house. So unima. That thing we say, get out of my house. So stop using that language. It's a pride language. Get out of my house. It's not your house. It is by law. Our lawyers in this house, by law. Law what? Is it law 221 or whatever? By law, it is our house. It is our car. Because if you divorce today and they go to the court, she's not leaving your house with an empty hand. She has what we call sweat equity inside that house. It's part of my equity into the house. It's part of my sweat equity. So never ya ubenya huto aye juma. Enye sika esida. No we see down well even aboko bi baby. We see mansion. Ubanwa be dik benku be no wada. U de we are na fe na unhu sanewa. Na se ajua da. No wada wa ma. Nina is part of her sweat equity. That makes it our house. One to cement block, one to iron rod, but onusu ye bibia, Emmanuel, a certain leverage inside the property. So stop threatening her with leave my house. Me crazy, but me bad number. My packing won't fit here. Moa, pride, and guess what? You are coming down. You will come down there. Read the Bible. When Nebuchadnezzar became so proud, so arrogant, the Lord is there. Drive him out of among men. His mansion house, his golden spoon, drive him out. Cut the tree. Hew the tree. Cut it down. Let his dwelling be amongst the beasts in the forest. Let hair grow on him. Let him develop claws like birds. Let him be half human and half beast. Let 7 times pass over him. That he, the book and Nebuchadnezzar, will recognize that God rules in the affairs of men. That is where pride can send you. Pride can send you to your early grave. Pride can render you. Look. Some people say, the level of my prosperity, there's no way I can come down. You are challenging God. You are challenging God. That the level of your prosperity, there's no way you can come down. You can come down like this. and become Zion. In one day, look at what. In one day, Job lost his houses, his camels, his wives, his children. In 24 hours, he became zero. In 24 hours. And the fire of God, and the wind, and the storm, and this and that. All his family, all his properties. He was the wealthiest man of the East. He was the most important person in the East. And in 24 hours, he came down. So, where you are now, it is by the grace. Namian de Kurai. Mauko. That is why they name some children Mauko. Mawena. Seli. Mauko. That's why I like I baby boom, the way they give names. People say I'm here standing with Ewe. We are not Ewe. We are from Buen. We speak Buen. Our language is not popular. Our language is a minority language. I've never heard anybody speak my language before. It's a mixture of Chinese and Korean. People don't speak our language. Do you know that I have never moved in town to hear somebody speaking my language before? Even if we can't speak the language very well. So we are forced to all speak Ewe. So people think we are Ewe. We are not Ewe. My wife is Ewe. My wife comes from four places. She's Ewe. She's Gan. She's Achim. She's... I say, honey, where do you come from? She's a Ghanaian. That's all. Are we talking to somebody here? I have it in my book. Everybody should get a copy of the book. Exhortation through what? Humility. And today I'll give it away. Just come and have it and read it. Otherwise, I can preach the whole of the same. Hallelujah. So number one key is the key of what? Humility. The second key is the key of service. Your service can bring you a lift. Hallelujah. Look at what Jesus said in Matthew 20 and the verse 25. The key of service. And this service is in threefold. Service to God. Service to country. And service to man. These three levels of service, you must find yourself all the way there. Service to God. Whatever you do in the house of God is to God. Nobody is serving anybody here. Nobody is serving the twins. Nobody is serving. No. Nobody is serving Kato. We are all. That's why we are called servants of God. So your service first to God. How do you serve God? Anywhere you find yourself in the house of God, is service to God. And there is no department in this house that is more important than another department. Whether you are playing instruments, you are playing drums, you are whatever, you are an usher, we are all serving God. And we shall all receive the same reward. Nobody's reward will be more special than anybody else. People think that because I preach every day, I'll receive it. No. This preaching I'm preaching, if I put the microphone down, God will put somebody there to preach. God will put somebody there to preach. El Abena, I'm a shamaka, a Oye bibi u prepare sorry de go to nyom ye protocol oye we do oye amanya oye ma Elvis any Elvis only one you try na boss Elvis o war anyone Frimpong omo won you draw Elvis Frimpong anyone be o war one omo ni All of us, whatever role we are playing as deacons, that is why you should feel very sad if they have to beg you to come and serve God. They have to pump you up. They have to. Where is Kulapeno? Ahema. Kulapeno. He's the pastor for the MSF. And his pastors are who? Who are his pastors? We don't know his. Who are your associates? Ahema. Gavu. Klamaga. Abuchi. Where's Abuchi? Abuchi. These are the pastors in the MSF. Me, I don't remember the last time I was at the MSF service. I don't remember the last time I was there. But whatever they are doing there is unto the Lord. And everyone shall be judged according to his works. Your works. Your own labor. And the books shall be open. Look for that scripture. And the books shall be open. And everyone shall be judged according to his work. How you did it, the man with which you did it, the heart with which you did it, the zeal, the passion with which you did it. You will go to the fire. It's in Corinthians, right? It's there. For the Son of Man shall come in his glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. What work? The work you are doing for the kingdom. That they are begging you, they are begging you to come for rehearsal. They are begging you, they are begging you. Oh, Thomas. Every time you have a power to be, your marks have been reduced. Every time, they get text message to beg you. We are begging you. That word, beg. They are begging you to come and do something for God. What do you marks? The meeting has started. We are waiting for you. Ubaswa, your body language. Ubedua. Moses said, you know that you are the best in the organ. Your acumen, you have intelligence in music. Into the wow wow. You won't come and tea. All the choristers are waiting. Well, we are waiting for the leader. I've been saying it, that this choir cannot survive without me. I've been saying it. You people are not listening to me. You have all gathered, but once I haven't come, want to be yeshi. That is pride. That is mocking God. And the moment that thing enters your heart, God will begin to prepare another person. God will start preparing another person because you have the potential of abandoning the choir. It is a privilege for me to be a pastor of this great church. And I don't take it for granted. It's a privilege. This morning, 2 a.m., I was up praying for what I'm about to teach. Because I've taught on this subject so much that if God doesn't add his spirit to it, it will be boring. Pray. I don't take it for granted. I don't feel that. Well. Yeah. And guess what? God can just, with a whisper, blow you away. All proud people. Because we are brave. Yeah. God is fed up with the bluffing, with the whatever, show, the beer. I'm tired of all proud people. All proud people. So the position that I hold, like my twin brother Stan, he's been leading worship for the past 40 years. Stan has been leading worship for the past 40 years. Yeah. Since we're a fellowship. That is, he believes that is his calling, that is his role. So he leads worship year after year after year after year. He doesn't say to me that, Stan, Steve, what I'm about to say is very, very important. I want you to think about it very well. I've led worship enough. Let me now lead the church. And give me the pulpit. Sit down and let me also preach. No. He has never in 40 years asked me that I should sit down for him to preach. No. Even when I want him to preach, he said, I don't even want to preach. He wants to lead worship. Doesn't even want to preach. Anytime I tell her to pray, he's running away from the preaching. He said, my market skin is too high. And it is true. If you don't prepare very well and you are boring here, I'll tell you, sit down. Don't joke with God's pulpit. This is a holy pulpit. You can't joke and come and be speaking nonsense here. It's God's work. Take it seriously. Or sit down and make notes. That is why I can't stand unprepared people behind the pulpit. Say amen. Yeah. Service. Once my pastor calls me and says, I want you to do this song. I want you to do this one. I want you to see it as God giving you direct instructions. And take it seriously. And you don't resign from God. Don't ever write a resignation letter. Don't even think it. I am serving God for the rest of my life. It may be here. It may be another place. Because your geographical location may change. But you must still serve God where you are going. It's the work of God. If you find yourself in Russia, if you find yourself, sometimes marriage takes some of my members away. Marriage. People come and marry my beautiful girls away. I'm not happy though, but me and my end. I'm not happy that my girl, some of my guys, you know, I don't know what's wrong with them. You are sitting down, you are not married, and people are coming to marry my girls away, my pretty girls, my beautiful girls. They are being married away, and my guys are sitting down with their hands in their demi river. What kind of nonsense is that? Propose to my girls. Look, don't be afraid that it will bounce. All of us have been bounced before. When you are bounced, it's part of the game. It's part of living. Be bounced, proposed, and they will sack you. Have you been sacked? Oh, welcome to the sacking ministry. If you say, girl, this is our cousin, and put in a chihuahua, my friend, I'll block you with photos of her. Yeah. You are serving God. And don't let anybody or anything come between you and your service to God. And see, put it in your head that what I am doing in this house is service to God. It's serving God. Thank you for clapping. What I'm doing is this. So first, service to God. Jesus said, even though I am master, even though I am Jehovah, even though I'm representation of the Father, yet I'm among you as one that serves. He that wants to be great among you, let him be your chief servant. Matthew 20 and the verse 25. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. So, arranging chairs, making sure everything is lined, coming here, taking an Uber, is it Uber? Uber to Uber the carpet. There are a lot of stains. Reverend, there are a lot of stains on this carpet. I have stain removers. Then you go to town, buy stain removers, come and cut them and trim them, whatever. You are seeing God. You are not looking for any honor to be praised, to be thanked. It's unto the Lord. It's unto God. I'm singing, I'm ministering, I'm coming for rehearsal. I have to take Uber, I have to take Trotro, I have to walk. And God sees your faithfulness in the service. And JBR, we've been doing with a car. Because we whom are coming, we be better doing what we take her. We be better doing. About a chop, we are called choco. About that, let me eh, na kwamsia. Na lalam. Let me pa na lalam. Okay, Toyota Camry ma. Okay, now we close from Amokata mimi. Ow. It's God. She's just a vessel, but it's God who has seen your faithfulness and your service to Him. And God is a rewarder. God is a blesser. God blesses faithful servants. People who serve Him. That is why you should feel very, very sad if you are in this house and you don't do anything. And ask, what are you doing for God? Oh, well. That is why we say that for those of us who are not in lifeline, those of you who are not in herbs, those of you who are not in altar, those of you who are not in what? Save the children by your own right. Then we create another platform. That is every month you give what? 10 cities. You give what? 20 cities as a partner. So we arrange the partners. Some can pay 10, some can pay 20, some can pay 50, some can pay 100. So there is a partner. Every month you go and donate. That is service. And the partnership has dropped from 90% to 10%. So bad. You don't see it as important. You are doing susu at your workplace. You are giving money. You are momoing money to people. You are 20 cities a month for us to do missions. The other day we were at the executive meeting. We were asking Eugene, who is our call him, look for him. Somebody to look for him. A representative said, how much are partners contributing? He said, Daddy, you don't contribute anymore. So I said, what percentage are they? He said, less than 5%. We don't see it as important. We don't see it as service to God. You don't see that your partnership is saving the lost. Your partnership is saving a soul. Your partnership is putting food on the table for somebody. Your 20 cities every month. Look for you, G. Let me ask him some questions. Say hallelujah. You must always see everything that you know. One day I came here on Saturday evening and I saw the ladies who are arranging for the communion. You know, and I was looking at them, the way they were arranging the communion and the table and the lace and everything. I was looking at them and I was impressed by the diligence, the careful, the way they were handling the communion. You can see that their heart is in it. I came and I saw those who are arranging flowers. They were all sitting there. Two ladies. I don't know whether they are in church. Two ladies. Rose and Auntie Lily. And I was looking at them, the way they are arranging the flowers. Then I went and greeted them. So I said, what color? They said, the way we are today, we are doing pink and something because of the color, whatever. And I saw the way they were lit. This place was littered with flowers. Then I also saw choir rehearsal, the choir leader, running through the same song. Me, I'm hearing the song very perfect. But this choir leader is so meticulous, he makes them repeat it. I said, why are they repeating themselves like that? To me, I didn't see anything wrong with the song. But the choir leader, a part is not sounding well. Meanwhile, when we are sitting there, we don't know which part is not sounding well. But he sees it as a very meticulous work. Every part must come out distinctively. And the engineer is also sitting there tuning. Everybody working for God. Eugene, you are in charge of all the partnerships. So, what percentage of members are still paying their partnership?
As of now, we have less than about, in total, we have about 1,400 people who are registered partners.
Okay.
The number of partners who are paying on a monthly basis are about 47 people out of this 1,400 people.
47 people?
Yes, Daddy.
You mean 47?
Yes, Daddy.
Out of the 1,400
people.
Yami, if the 144 people are paying their 10 cities a month, 20 cities a month, and we collect all that money, how much shall we get per month on missions?
So if the 1,400 people, everybody pays his partnership, we are getting about 57,000 on a monthly basis.
So which means that it will be enough for us to be able to do a lot of things. We don't have to go and whatever.
No, sorry, 157,000 Ghana cities. That's if everybody pays on a monthly basis. Sorry, 157,000 Ghana cities.
157,000.
Yes, sorry.
So in 2 months, you get about what?
About 300,000 Ghana cities.
We won't have problems with renting chairs, renting canopies, renting buses and all that. We'll pay all on the spot. We don't have to come. When we came back from Kratakrati, we are still owing some. I was told that we are still owing some hotels and
some
things.
Some chairs, some hotels.
Hotels, broken chairs and everything. We would have used the partners'
contributions to pay. Yes, Daddy.
But we are now have to take our tithes. We have to take our contributions to pay all this money. But it shouldn't be so. Because you came voluntarily. Say you want to become a partner. You will pay 10 cedis a month, 20 cedis a month, 50 cedis a month, 100 cedis a month, and 500. Because we have platinum, gold, silver, bronze, and purple. You came voluntarily, but you have abandoned your contribution. It can affect your elevation financially. But your sins have been forgiven. This year, sin no more. This year, sin no more. All badness, write to all of them. Those present, those absent, even those who are dead. They should still tell their relatives to come and pay their contribution. Those who are dead, we must pay. We get 157,000 so that Reverend Steve doesn't have to. You know, sometimes when we go to management meeting and we are short of money, then they say, Steve, you have to do your thing again. You have to encourage the people. I said, why don't you go and encourage them? You know what it means to be standing here being encouraged. Me, I want to come and preach and make everybody happy. We are all there. Then we all go home. That I don't have the unpleasant situation where I have to be raised. And then tension is on me to raise money. I don't like raising money. I like to preach. Everybody should play. Bring your tithe, bring your offerings. Everybody should do what. I want to be like Dr. Mensah Otabil. You will see him talking about money. No. He has taught the people to be financially responsible. And they give towards the work of God. And they are doing it. He's been teaching it. Have you ever seen Dr. Mensah Otabil here raising money in this house before? No. He doesn't. And I want to be like that. I don't have to say how many. Right now we want to see this place. See the whole of this. We want to make it a giant screen. And they brought us a bill of what? 60, 80, 90,000, $79,000. $1,000. So all this you are seeing will be a big screen. You know what they told me? Steve, you have to raise the money. I was like, You don't know. Anytime I have to raise money for something, as I'm ending my preaching, I'm looking at how I'm going to. You know, because as soon as I start talking about it, people will begin to look like, Obejiska. There we go again. I don't like it. May we prosper in such a way that when there is a need, two people write a check, and we meet the needs, and we continue with the service. That is the elevation we are coming to. Where two, three people will just write a check, and we have repentance. So that I can also preach without tension. So the company coming to do the screen, we said, bring the screen. It will be a big screen like this. So the whole thing is a screen. It's about time we also get our screens like that. When you go to other churches, they have the screens. Anytime I declare a theme, instead of people coming to pull who are not pulling very well, this all night, the guy who is pulling the thing was pulling, does not come himself. Oh, what all this? A screen. They just start, bang, and the thing is there. The guy was pulling, he was struggling to pull. It's over. Financial elevation is coming to you. So service to God. And everybody, Eugene, it is your duty to make sure that all partners who have signed on and the new ones get a table should come and sign on. How much do you want to pay a month? 10 cities, 20 cities, 50 cities, 100 cities, platinum. And we all pay so that there will be no struggle for Africa. This year, we are going to Karachi West. Helen Tosun's constituency. Get up. This woman's constituency. And she's already working very hard. Karachi West. We are going to show you the pontoon. The pontoon people are afraid of. We are going to see. The pontoon people are dancing. Keto. People are dancing. Brass band. Cars. Human beings on the pontoon. They went on a float to show that the pontoon is safe. All those boat disasters are small boats who are not wearing jackets. But this is a pontoon, national pontoon. And we are going on it. We'll travel up to Dambai about 8 hours. Then we cross the pontoon for 15 minutes. Then when we cross over, then we drive 45 minutes to Karachi West. That's where the crusade is going to take place. And it's going to happen this year in April. And President Mahama has sent us 100 bags of rice, 100 bags of sugar, and 100 bags of garri already. And we have placed them at Jenfis warehouse. We have wheelchairs. We have over 300 wheelchairs already there. We still have over 2,000 mattresses we haven't paid for. But we'll pay for it. And carry all on the truck to Karachi West. To Helen and the husband's constituency. And Helen's picture and the husband will be on the poster. Yes. Is it possible or is it not possible? Of course, well. There are over 57 different islands in all those places. And people don't want to go over that place. But we are going. Yeah. We are Christ to the rural world.
Right.
It's Christ. We are preaching the gospel. We are going to heal the sick. We are going to cast out demons. We are going to do medicals. We are going to do deliverance. We are going to share food. We are going to do medicals. We are going to do day of help. There are a lot of disabled people at Karachi West. They need wheelchairs. They need the sort of cerebral palsy. God has blessed us. We are going. And then meanwhile, in October, we are going to Koforidua, that is what region? Western, Eastern region. And all those towns all over in Latin, all those places, they are all coming to Koforidua. For a moment, but that is where we are receiving Pastor Matthew and Co. and our international community. So we are doing two, it's called double impact this year. And we are doing it by the grace of God. And that is why all partners, beginning from today, all partners. Honey, are you a partner or not?
Partner.
How much were you supposed to contribute?
I can't remember.
Eugene, go after people like my wife. Go after them. Put them in groups. Let them pay. Text them. Remind them. Send them messages. Encourage them. Don't sleep. Don't rest. Leave your wife alone. Don't rest. Display on their pages. See who are paying, who are not paying. A new partner should go and register today. Let's get 2,000. We have 1,000. What? 457. Let's raise it to 2,000 partners. Some people are at the altar ministry. They are faithful. People in left line. They are faithful. Those in whatever. There are some people in the lifeline which are not faithful. They have close to 300. Only 59 people are paid. The rest are having a holiday. Honey, what did you say? They forgot. No, you shouldn't forget. So, you're on the page. I'm reminding you, helps ministry. Do you know the interesting thing? There are people who are outside this church. They go to other churches, but very faithful. Very faithful. And there are people in the church who don't see the importance of honoring your outreach work. This year, you have repented from all your sins. This year, you have repented your 50 cities because you spend a lot of money in a month. But spend 50 cities in your service to God. Save a soul. Save a soul. Raise your right hand and say, I hear you, Pastor. Don't preach about this thing again. We have heard. We are faithful. We will do it. And those of you are going to become very, very rich in this church. Come with the checkbook. Say, Reverend, I'm up with all your hotels in Karachi West. You know there are beautiful hotels in Karachi West. Beautiful hotels, guest houses. How much will all the guest houses cost? They will tell you that you write one check. So that we don't have to be here struggling, contribute. No. It's going to happen in Jesus' name. It's not easy to stand here and raise money. It's tension. You say when people don't come, we're having a problem. Nobody is coming. They're looking at you like this. Number three, diligence and hard work. I forgot to give you a scripture in Genesis 39. So write it down, Genesis 39. How is service to God, service to your nation, and service to man. You look at the service to man in Genesis 39, and you see that Joseph was elevated, and the Bible said, which had brought him down either. The next verse. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. The Bible said, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. Look at the next verse. And Joseph found grace in his sight and served him. And made, you see, because he served him, he made him overseer. It means that he was elevated because of his service to the man. When you are working with somebody, serve the person. That is where your elevation is coming from. When you are working in government offices as a pharmacist, as an ECG money collector, the other day I told you about we went to pay our ECG and there were two ladies, they were eating cake on the table. Yeah, did why? All right, yeah, did. There was no passion to collect money. We went and we came back. We didn't find them there again. So if you are serving in somebody's company, serve with passion. Serve with diligence. Your elevation is in your service. He was serving a pagan worshiper. The Potiphar was a pagan. He served him. And he made him, put it there, and he made him overseer over all he had. Put the scripture there. He made him overseer because of his service. He made him overseer over all his hand, and all that he had, he put it in his hand. Next verse. And it came to pass from the time that he made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. It means that he was serving the man as if he was serving God. Serve people. Where you work, in government offices, serve. It's unto the Lord. Don't waste things in offices. Don't leave air conditions on. Don't waste the vehicle. Drive the vehicles anyhow. It doesn't bring blessings. Doesn't mean blessing to you. When you are in the government office or you are working for somebody and you are behind the person's desk, work as if the work is yours. Not everybody, including the president, is paid too well. We are all not paid well. But it is God who rewards. It is God who prospers. So serve your master. Serve your leader. Serve in that company, construction company. You are working. You are work there as if it's yours. Because when you are faithful in another man's work, then God will give you your own true riches. Receive elevation of your own true riches because of your service. Say, I receive it. Oh, my time is gone. All right. Number three is diligence and hard work. Proverbs 22 and the verse 29. Proverbs 22 and the verse 29. I will end with the third one. The Bible said, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall be elevated before kings. He shall not stand before mere men. Seest a man very conscientious, very diligent, very hard working. A one adore. A door woman, make a pumba, a lazy. How you say lazy in a way? Many a kufia to. I'm all a new form, back a kufia. The woji. People are not hard working. Only a juma, who said a quadruano, I don't. A dorsal, no, Massao, no, appeal, and I'm no, appeal. You cannot be prosperous digging at petition. You cannot be prosperous. You are digging at people are working very hard. You are digging at petition at the local, some local chopper will be there. Who bought a petition? Can't answer what could you do? Say, man. Work very hard. Hard work. The work you are doing, God sees your effort, your diligence, your conscience, your passion in working very hard. He will elevate the business. God will elevate the business. Uboti. Boti nipa. Boniye. We are amazing. We are a contractor. We are whatever. Put yourself in it. Hard work. Seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall be elevated to stand before kings. Look, Ronaldo's son, Messi's son, Neymar's son, all the people have sons. And these guys, their fathers have prospered. Their fathers have prospered enough for them not to even do any other work. Ronaldo is now in a private jet that costs $73 million. He has two. He has cars. He has money. He has investment. He doesn't need to work any other day. He will be rich for life. They are so... These footballers, they are blessed. But their children, they are 10 years old, 11 years, 12 years. And there's a video of the children of these footballers. And they are training, they are playing, they have developed skills their parents didn't have. They want to maintain the family wealth. They are not taking for granted that their parents are rich. The children have their own line of riches. The boy is 10 years old, he's already a millionaire. The companies and football clubs have signed them on, even though they are 12 years. So that when they are of age, they poach them to come and play football. They are conscientious. They are dribbling. They have developed skills their parents don't even know. You can Google them. The children of footballers. 12 years. David Beckham, his son. Lionel Messi, his son. Ronaldo, his son. Neymar, all of them. Their children are playing football already. Diligently practicing, developing new skills. So everybody should be, footballers are serious playing football. This guy, what's his name? Dr. Tiger Woods. He hits 250 balls per day. What? 250 the following day. What? The third day. What? You are drinking a pure star. What? You are drinking with friends. But serious people are hitting the ball. Until now, they can talk to the ball. They can decide where the ball should go. They are practicing. They are rehearsing. They are hitting balls. When they become very rich, the society is envious of them. But these guys, they don't sleep. They are very hardworking. So wherever you find yourself, whether you are doing hair, you are doing saloon, you are doing nails, you are doing foot, whatever, be very serious about it. Don't wait for a handover. Don't wait for somebody to hand over money for you. Don't wait for your uncle to die and leave you properties. No! Do your own hard work and God will elevate the work. God bless you. I love you all. I will continue next week. At the whole month of January, I will be doing keys to your elevation. Shall we stand?
And cry out. us through it.
Father, we thank you. Help us.
Yes, Lord.
To humble ourselves.
Oh, yes.
That we may experience elevation.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Help
yes,
us.
Yes, yes.
To
yes.
set God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
in our
Lord.
Country.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And mankind.
Jesus.
For our elevation.
Yes, Lord.
Help
yes,
us.
Yes, Lord.
To work diligently.
Help us, Lord.
In our way.
Oh, yes.
See us now, man.
Jesus.
Serious with his business.
Jesus.
He shall be elevated.
Yes, Lord.
To sit before King.
Yes, Lord.
And praise him.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The work you did in December, now before you are coming to bring your tithe on it. Be faithful. God give you a lot of increase in December. So take your tight envelope and bring your first tight. It's your work in December, your pay, your bonuses and things. So everybody look for your tight envelope. Everybody look for your tight envelope. And then secondly, your thanksgiving. You are thanking God that you've seen the year. You know, I'm so happy that Gato, by the grace of God, I don't know, but I haven't heard even one bad news from my members. Somebody is in an accident. Somebody has been hurt. Because it's one of the prayers we pray, that we will not cross over and have people sick, hospitalized and all that. And so I haven't heard that a church member has been involved in an accident or nothing. It's the grace of God. And you are thanking God to see this thing, a new year. And then Christ with the rural world, beginning from today, how much do you normally pay? 20 cedis a month, 50 cedis. Honey, how much do you pay? 50, is it 50 or 100? You that you should pay 100. So this is your envelope. Everybody, from beginning from today, same. If you are not a partner, you can be a partner today. Look for the envelopes and then make sure, because we are going to Karachi West on the 27th of April to the 1st of May. We are going to Karachi West. We are preparing privately to go. Say amen. And so, if you have a seed you want to give unto God, put a seed. And then, if you are not a partner, you can use Jesus to the rurals. Just maybe you are a visitor or somebody, you want to support our crusades, just write Jesus to the rurals and all that. We need it to go to the... These days, it's very expensive to do crusades. That's why a lot of my friends have stopped doing crusades. A lot of my friends. So your tithe, your offering... Some of you miss your offering. You miss the first offering. So this time around, this year, if you miss offering, you have to take the pouch and add your offering to it. Because we need it. We need it. Say amen. So do all that and get ready. First level, second level, third level, everywhere is full in this building. So we are going to have it. And the Rainbow Temple will give us continuous, melodious. Please come and adjust your microphones very well. Some of the microphones are out of place so that they can sing into the microphones. So if you are ready, where is Stanley? Okay, Stanley is there. Okay, all levels are set. So if you are ready, package your money, your first tithe, then your thanksgiving, your crusade, your seed, and then if you want to support our welfare issues, they are all there. We are reviving, especially our crusade partners. Everybody should sow a seed for the crusade. Everybody. Those who have failed, those who have missed it, and all that. All right, so if we are ready, from the back. Now, if you don't have an offering at all, still come. Those of you online, the ways to give have been shared. The ways to give have been shared. And if you miss our Thanksgiving, this is the time for you to also bring it. So, as we are all ready, we are doing this in 10 minutes, and then we go. Let's go.
Thank you very much, Reverend Temple Choir. That was a good one. Shall we rise? Peel off the top layer of your communion article and expose the bread and use your hands, sanitized fingers to pick up the bread.
In Jesus' name.
Lift up the bread.
Yes, Lord.
This was the bread that was broken, lacerated, and beaten for you.
Jesus.
It was beaten for your healing.
Jesus' name.
This year.
Yes, Lord.
You will not be rushed to the ER.
Jesus' name.
You will not have a mild stroke.
Oh, yes.
You will not have any accident.
Jesus.
Nothing by any means shall hurt you.
Jesus' name.
Nyan kasa bebwa.
Amba.
If you send it, you and I will be dino.
Yes, Lord.
Ebemao yarisa.
Amen.
Apomodin.
Yes, Lord.
You are going to do me the fear.
Jesus.
And now we agbe ye ye.
Jesus. Yes.
Agbe sesen.
Oh, yes.
So we eat it together. This is the body of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Expose the wine. Lord, as we drink this wine.
Yes, Lord.
The wine is for the cleansing of our sins.
Jesus' name.
Cleansing of our body.
Jesus'
May
name.
May the blood of Jesus fuse with our blood.
Yes, Lord.
May it choke and suffocate any negative thing in our blood.
Jesus'
any
name.
Any blood disease is healed.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
The
yes,
blood
yes.
cleanses.
Jesus.
The blood washes.
Jesus.
The blood makes us whole.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
it's
Lord.
The body of the Lord. Shall we drink it together?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 May please be seated. The temple choir will give us an anthem, and then protocol will collect our communion articles. We will have announcement and marriage code, and we are out of this place. Now, pastors, please let's pray over our tithes, offerings, and our crusade. Everybody who is a partner to the crusade, your partnership begins this month. Let's clock the amount that we are supposed to. It's 157,000. A month. We spend close to 5 million for one mission. So if you do diligently, we'll be able to meet that target. Father, we sanctify the tithes, offerings, receive them for the work of the ministry in Jesus' most mighty name. Amen. Good.
Beautiful. Can we put our hands together and do it better for them? Well, we had another beautiful wedding over the weekend. I want you to help me welcome Mr. and Mrs. Nyaku. Give it up for them. First wedding of the year. We want to invite family, friends, and loved ones. If you're here because of the couple, please come forward very quickly. Family, friends, loved ones, mommy, daddy, please join us upstage very quickly.
So, I believe it was a psalmist that said that my heart is full of joy. And because of that joy, we've come to say thank you, first and foremost, to the Almighty God for granting us the gift of life, for health, and for also granting us the gift of congregation. Next thing goes to the Papa of the House, Reverend Dr. Steve Mensah, and Mama Jane Mensah, for all the support, the encouragement, the love that you've showered on us. They didn't, you know, reject us when we said we're going to do this. Next, we want to also thank Reverend Stanley Mensah and the wife, Mama Martha. Next thanks goes to the resident pastor, Reverend John Cato, because when we mentioned that we're going to do this, he was nowhere near the shores of Ghana. But then he coordinated with us. He made sure that everything was in place. And then next, we want to thank our counselors. Very often a time you don't get people that are able to induce the word of God in you such that you get the knowledge and the understanding that you need to do and to carry on with this journey. But we are grateful for the lives of Reverend Elvis, that of Reverend Nee, and also that of Reverend Lucas, because the knowledge and then the word that they exhume in us would help us and also guide us on our journey, and we'll never forget that. Lastly, we are thankful for the gift of family, their support, their encouragement. We never take it for granted. We're grateful. And lastly, we are grateful for the gift of the same congregation. Your love, your support was amazing. And then we don't take that for granted. Thank you, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much for thanking us and to come and thank the Lord. The photo brought a thanksgiving offering unto the Lord. God bless you. We wish you all the best. Come and celebrate many anniversaries with us. Amen. Sam, we are a family church. We love marriages and we love family. So those of you who are planning to marry next year, we're encouraging you. Please do that. Amen. We used to have weddings every weekend. And this year we are going back to it. Amen. Sometimes even 2-3 were noted for that. So some people were even coming from other churches to hide for 6 months and marry with us. So Sam, we're back. Amen. Well, we don't have the announcement, but I'll give a quote. Last week, we spoke about the marriable woman. So today, we are speaking about the marriable man. So if you are single, don't just go and pick. Pick a man who is marriable. And there are certain qualities you must look out for. So we say in relationship, before and after marriage, a man must be marriable material. Amen. Some men, their women have regretted marrying them. They've entered and they wish, even when they think of the wedding day, they are annoyed. Because what they are seeing in the marriage now is a different thing. Amen. You must be marriable material. Don't stop the niceties because you finally married a woman. The courtship is actually ongoing, both for the men and the women. What we did to attract our men, we continue to do it. What you did to attract the woman, you continue to do it. Amen. So this morning, I have 10 points, but I'll give only 2. Next week, I'll keep doing it in series. Today, I'm talking of family commitment. Every woman wants a man committed to family. You don't want to marry a man who is still behaving like he's single. So one of the first things you must ask yourself, this man, does he love children? Does he love children? Some men don't love children. Even when they get married, this morning the Holy Spirit drew my attention to something I want to talk about. Some people are married and aborting their babies. Yeah. Marital abortion. Because you feel you've just had a baby 1 year, 6 months. Why are you pregnant again? Some of the women, why are you pregnant? You've forgotten that it's the two of you. Amen. It takes 2 to tango. It was the 2 of you. I had my last baby when my 3rd was 4 months. I got pregnant to the last one. And I remember when I told my husband I was pregnant. He said, congratulations. You've managed to get pregnant. I said, oh. And he was laughing. Very happy. I said, oh. So by 5 months, I stopped coming to church. Because I didn't want people to see me. But today, I'm very happy. I'm very happy I had that girl. She's such a darling. Amen. So when you are married, and God gives you another one, whether too early, too soon, please don't abort the pregnancy. A man who is asking you to go and abort a pregnancy is not marriable material. He's not marriable material. You are not a school girl. You haven't gone for somebody's husband. It's your own husband. You got pregnant. If you have 3 children in 3 years, it's nobody's business. Amen. It's nobody's business. Today I have 2 spaced a year apart and they behave like twins. Very loving. Amen. So your baby daddy must love children. He must be faithful. A man who is faithful. There's a saying that you cannot stop the birds from flying over your head, but you can prevent them from building a nest in your head. You understand that? Birds fly over our heads all the time. But prevent them from settling in your hair. Women will always come after you, a man. Ladies, we like power. We like position. We like money. We like a good-looking man. So you are married and you have all those qualities. It doesn't mean that you must be unzipping everywhere. Be faithful to your wife. Amen. What did I say? Be faithful to your wife. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May I kindly have your attention for the following announcement. Restoration service comes on today at the Jubilee Hall at 6 p.m. Come, let's thank the Lord for a new year. All Believers Prayer Convocation 2026 starts from Wednesday 7th to Saturday 10th January 2026 at the Rehoboth Temple. Program lineup are as follows. Wednesday 7th and Thursday 8th January 2026, morning prayer sessions 7 a.m. to 12 noon, afternoon prayer sessions 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., evening prayer sessions 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Friday 9th to Saturday 10th
January 2026. 24-hour chain prayer, Friday 6 a.m. to Saturday 6 a.m. Saturday 10th January 2026, impartation service, 10 a.m. Ignite. Our 14 days prayer and fasting comes on from Monday 19th to Friday 30th January 2026. Speakers will be communicated in due course. My worship at the threshing floor. A night of thanksgiving and encounter of God's provision, blessings through worship with Reverend Stanley Mensa and the worshipers. JD frozen samosas and spring rolls are back in stock. Crispy, flavor-packed and ready to fry or air fry in minutes. Perfect this Christmas season for busy mornings, quick snacks, parties, gatherings, lunchbox treats. Pre-order to be packed up next week, Sunday at our stand. Freshly made, hygienically packed, long-lasting. Please call 0549-108586 or visit the JD snack stand to place your orders. S&I Organic, your trusted agro farm hub, wants to inform everyone that now you can pick your fresh mushrooms at their permanent stand outside the church premises and make your pre-orders. You can reach them on 0266-508612. Cubana Farms Limited produces the best organic and clean eggs and chicken. For this festive season, Cubana stands to give you and yours a memorable taste for your taste buds. They are right here during the festivity on the church premises to indulge you. Call them on 0538839676 to make your orders. Get your lightly salted and unsalted dry roasted cashews, chin chin, coconuts, crunchies, and bristles from Pristine Foods. They are great for your hampers and handy snack options for the family. Contact us on 0207522019. Happy New Year and may you experience elevation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Iris, please join me here. Apostle, you to join me here. Okay, first, I want to thank all those who have cared for the CM Ability Home for this 1 year. And every year we renew those who have committed themselves to paying, I think, 300 or 400 cedis a month. And you've done that. And we pay salaries of 10,000. We have snitch of 1,350. We have general expenditures about 7,000, and then the total is that we spend 28,350 for these children every month. And we are asking for those who want to join to care for these children, for these young adults every month. Aris, please come up here. Every month, we want you to know that we are welcoming new people who pay 400 cedis every month to care for this home. And I want Iris to just say a few words.
Good morning, church. On behalf of the chairman of CM Ability Village, we say thank you again. We could not have come this far for the past 2 years without you. And we say we are very grateful. This year we are on again, and we are believing God that you will come along with us and support us in any way. God bless you.
So if you want to be part of the CM Ability Village Assisted Living Home, please come to the lounge upstairs when we close. Iris will be there, I will be there. We'll welcome new people to join us so that we can care for the people. God bless you, Iris. Okay, this Wednesday prayer convocation starts. I want you to talk a little about the prayer convocation.
Thank you very much, Daddy. So this Wednesday, we are starting the prayer convocation. We'll take off by 8 a.m. We'll pray from morning to afternoon, and then the afternoon, and then we'll go on in the evening. We want to encourage everybody to take part in this prayer convocation because we want to start the year very well with prayer and want to pray into the theme, elevation. And so I want to encourage all of us, wherever you are, please make sure you are here from Wednesday up to Saturday, and by the time this convocation is over, your life will never be the same. Thank you.
Okay, so the sessions are 8 a.m., then we finish at 12, then we have 2-hour break, and then we start from 2 to 5, then we have another 2-hour break from 7 to 10. It continues Wednesday and Thursday, but Friday we are praying from morning 6 a.m. all the way to Saturday morning 6 a.m. And the times are the same. We pray, we pray, we pray. In fact, the prayers will not stop. You can take a break. We have the restaurant to be on. There will be still the food. There will be some sleeping places here and there. And I know that your life will never be the same when we finish study from 8 a.m. Study is from 8 a.m. to 12, maybe to 1, and with an impartation session. Our branches will be joining us and all that. So this place will be rearranged for prayer sessions. Don't miss prayer convocation. Take time off. Ask your boss. He will give you the time. If he doesn't give you the time in the morning and you can't be here in the morning, make sure that in the evening. And I hear Friday is holiday, so all of us will be here praying from morning till morning. We'll pray from morning till morning. God bless you. Now, before we leave, if you are here, this is the first Sunday of the year. You want to dedicate your life to God. You want to renew your faith. You want to be born again. You want to be a member of this church. You want to say, Pastor, I want to begin well with God. This is the time for you to begin well with God. For you to begin well with God. So if you are here, you want to raise your hand, and I'll pray for you quickly. If anybody is here, you want to give your life to God, you want to dedicate yourself to God, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. Lift your right hand and I pray for you quickly. Quickly. Anybody? Level? I can't see everywhere, but if you have raised your hand, I want you to rise up and come to me. As soon as we close, come to me right here and I pray for you. Shall we all rise and close the service? Because of time, I wanted to give my books away for any amount. So how many do you want to give? 50. So I'll be outside here. Anybody wants to buy? We want a book on humility. Pay any amount and take the book away. Any amount at all. There's no fee. Just drop. It's supposed to be sold at what? First 100, then came to 50. But I'm giving 50 books away for any amount so that you can have the book on humility right here after the service. If you have any envelope you forgot, please come and leave it at the altar. There will be some 5 minutes of worship after the service. If you want to be, if you want to join us to look after these young adults at the ability home, if you want to join us, old people, new people, you are all welcome to the lounge for a brief discussion. From victory on to victory, his army shall be. Amen. Shake someone and tell him, welcome to your year of elevation.
We trust that this message has been a blessing. We invite you to worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Rehoboth Temple, North Legon. Our first service begins at 7 to 9:30 a.m. and second service 9:30 to 11 a.m. Our midweek teaching service every Wednesday 6 to 8 p.m. Prophetic Encounter, Thursdays 9 to 12 noon. Hours of Prayer, every Friday 6 to 8 p.m.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 2676 7655 +233 2676 7655. 7676055 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.